in-depth talk about a few questions I want to ask you. First question I want to ask you is, what is the message of Dr. King to the youngsters, to the young people today?
I think it's two things. Number one is resistance. Resistance to the forces that would incarcerate you. Resistance to the forces that would degrade you.
Amen.
No matter how much money is involved. See, because our foreparents didn't have money, $1 million contracts. That's the first message. And then the second message to all of us, black, white, green, whatever our color, that we have to stand together as a united people.
United.
Now, when you think about Dr. Martin Luther King, you think about the concept of nonviolence that he stressed all the way to the end of his life. How do that fit into the violent period in which we live in today with wars going on everywhere?
Yeah, that's really a tough question, brother. I think that I was watching the programs today. All of us, hopefully you got a chance to watch CNN. I've been kind of slowly but surely watching some of the programs. And they were talking about playing his life story over and over. In fact, no, it was a History Channel that chronicled his life. But I think the thing is, he would be forceful, and his disdain for war. But I think at the same time, he would be supportive as much as possible of a black man being in the White House. There's an ambivalence there. As a two-ness, Du Bois called it a two-ness. On the one hand, there's being opposed to the negativity of war, but yet on the other hand, try to be supportive of a man who inherited these things and said that he would enforce the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, tell us a little, how long has Soul Vision been in existence?
1987.
Okay, what was the purpose of starting Soul Vision?
To be honest with you, because I wanted to read my poetry more than, you know, I love the group that I was in, but I just felt that I would like to read and express myself more and then give other people an opportunity to read and perform. That was it. People like Donald Bakir, Dr. Mongo here, had shown me that there was actually a career in spoken word. I saw that. But within the context of what we had going, we would have a poetry reading maybe once or twice a year. I said, well, what if we could have a poetry reading, poetry performance once a month? That concept.
Okay, so you're gonna do one more piece for us. What piece you gonna do for us?
Well, you know, blues is my favorite. So
favorite blues?
Blues is my favorite. We'll twist that around. Actually, there's another one that I like that instead of Weary Blues tonight, since people have heard that. I don't think they've heard this one as much, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Brother Suchi Ali.